Dictation for Robert Fintor, F-I-N-T-O-R, June 23, 1952. Address as a letter to Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, P-A-C, 953-5329. Dear Mrs. McCannon, consultation for Mr. Fintor, abnormal kidney function. He has a history of chronic kidney disease. Denies renal biopsy. It was related to prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents because of multiple arthritis problems. Used to take naproxen, but eventually discontinued. Altogether 30 years on treatment. He mentioned that kidney function did improve being off that medication. Recent problems with left hand and wrist. Surgery was done, Dr. Jackison, Y-A-C-I-S-E-N. No anti-inflammatory agents. Lisinopril was discontinued because of abnormal kidney function. He denies any change of weight or appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There is nocturia from enlargement of the prostate, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Stable dyspnea, underlying asthma, uses inhalers as needed, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, denies the use of oxygen, no TPA machine, orthopnea PND, well-controlled esophageal reflux on medications, chronic back pain among other joints, no edema claudication symptoms, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for pipe smoker, asthma, question COPD, hiatal hernia, esophageal reflux, osteoarthritis, multiple areas, denies diabetes, was taking lisinopril to protect kidneys. He denies hypertension, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke, no heart abnormalities, prior stress testing and cardiac cath back in 2015, McLaren Mount Pleasant negative, denies kidney stones, has a liver cyst but no liver failure, not aware of blood transfusion, has been testing a bleeding or anemia. Next paragraph, reported surgeries to knee, left-sided twice, right-sided one for meniscus. The recent left-sided hand wrist surgery, bilateral length implant. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, medications include Protanix, Zocor, Flexeril, aspirin, Pro-Air inhaler, a topical diclofenac. Next paragraph. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam. Height 70 inches, weight 195, blood pressure 128/72 on the right, 130/76 on the left. Alert or intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress. Distant breath sounds, lightly COPD abnormalities. No palpable thyroid masses, lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD. No pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, although distant heart tones, no pericardial rap. No palpable liver, spleen, masses, ascites, or abdominal tenderness. Overweight of the abdomen, there is no gross edema. No gangrene. Acceptable pulses, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Creatinine was 1.49 with a GFR of 50. Repeat 1.19, GFR better than 60. Most recent sodium, potassium, bicarbonate normal, calcium, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated. Normal white blood cell platelet hemoglobin. Cholesterol appears to be well controlled. Last year in May, ultrasound liver, mildly enlarged, a cyst which is septated on the left lobe, liver, right kidney was considered normal, 10.4 without obstruction, left side was not done, normal spleen. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, chronic kidney disease. We have one good number, one bad number. We will repeat chemistries in the near future. It has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no evidence of volume overload. Blood pressure is normal. We do not have a urine sample to assess for activity for blood, protein, or cells. He is not exposed to anti-inflammatory agents. Presently, no ACE inhibitors or ARBs. I'm not positive he does have kidney disease. We will repeat chemistries, including urine analysis. If that remains abnormal or worse, we will repeat a kidney ultrasound as he does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. I did not change any medications. We will advise further based on new results. End of dictation.